Welcome to Grand Central. Embark on a multi-generational journey of conversations filled with insight, encouragement, and wisdom. A special time set aside for grandparents. Here's your host, best-selling author, acclaimed speaker, and devoted grandfather, best known as Pop Pop, Tim Huff.
Welcome, listeners. Welcome, Grand Central listeners on Joy Radio, or if you're listening at grand-central.ca on the podcast version, the mini podcasts. I always say that my guests that come in are special, and they are. They are. They're close to me. They're important to me. But you will understand when I introduce the guest that's sitting across from me how this is next level special. Sitting here with me today is my daughter, Sarah Jane. Hello, Sarah Jane.
Hi, Dad. How are you?
I'm doing really good. It's good. Kind of weird to be on the radio and have my daughter in here with me.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's a fun thing.
Yeah.
So, hey, listeners, listen. I know this will seem strange, but you might hear me when we're having our discussions over the next couple of episodes. Call her Bergie. And you're going to go, what's he saying? what word is he using? My little girl, who,
it's
nickname.
Not my name.
It's not her name. Name is Sarah Jane. When she was born, I said, oh my goodness, she looks like a little hamburger. I don't know why. I just did. And then all of her life, we've called her variations of the nickname hamburger. And in particular, my wife and I call her Bergie.
Yeah.
So if you hear that come up, you'll know why. How do you feel about being called Bergie?
Oh, only, that's fine. I'm used to it.
But only by mommy and daddy.
Yes.
Other people try and you're like, what?
Yeah, that's weird.
So Sarah Jane is also the mom to my grandson Jackson, who you've heard me talk about on many shows. Jackson is five, and Sarah Jane and her husband David are Jackson's mom and dad. And kind of announced this on here, I've really not spoken about on the show because I've waited until this moment.
Yeah.
Sarah Jane is expecting a
baby girl.
A baby girl. We're going to have a baby girl soon in the family. So Jackson will be
a big brother.
And in just a few weeks, right?
Yep. Coming up.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm tired.
Tired. Walking over to the studio, you said, Dad.
Yeah. I'm a little slower than you, that's okay.
I got to walk slower than you, Dad.
Yeah.
It's all good. Imagine having a radio show about grandparenting than having your daughter, the mom of your grandkids, as your guest. Like, this is pretty unique.
Mm-hmm.
That I would have a show, I'd have an appropriate place to bring in my daughter for a reason, and we'd come and do this. So I will say this, it's also a bit of an extra sensitive time for my family. Sarah Jane's grandpa, my dad, is in the hospital, and it's a rough go.
Yeah.
Pretty unwell. His wife, my mom, your grandma, is superhero at his side.
She is. She sure is.
Can't be easy for her either. So
yeah.
How are you handling it all?
Yeah, it's tough. It's not easy seeing it, especially since we'll talk about grew up with grandma and grandpa with living with me pretty much my whole life. So we're very close. So it's tough.
Yeah, it's an emotional time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So we're all filled with emotion, but we kind of have this whole circle of life thing so vivid in front of you. You know, my dad, with his health struggles, you know, at this super tender season of his life. And then
a baby coming. It's weird.
And a little baby coming.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so exciting, but it is pretty tenderhearted.
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you, listeners, about what the shows are. The next few shows ahead, my daughter is going to guest, and we're going to cover a few different things, but I'll tell you what those are in a second. First, I want to tell you, listeners, this little setup, because our scenario is kind of unique. Now, for me personally, I only knew my grandma on my dad's side and my grandpa on my mom's side. So I had two grandparents in my life. They were far away, when I was younger, seemed super far away, Hepworth and Red Bay. So if you don't know where that is, that's Pathstone Sound. We're broadcasting from Oakville here, just outside of Toronto, Canada. But these are kind of central northern communities and little. So they were far away. So I was not super close to them physically, but even they were loving and they were good to me, but I didn't know them super well. But my children, Sarah Jane and her brother Jake, had the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Diane, that's my wife, Sarah Jane and Jake's mom. Her dad, when we got married, we couldn't afford a place. I was trying to be in ministry in Toronto, and we moved into his basement. Mm-hmm. And then, because I was in missions, we just had to be creative about our finances. We stayed there for a while, and he was deaf, 100% deaf. Diane grew up in a deaf home, so Fafa, Keith, as we called him then, took us in. Later on, we switched it around, and we took over the main part of the house, and we built an apartment for Diane's dad.
For in the back, yeah.
Your grandpa in the mm-hmm. back. You weren't around yet, yeah. mm-hmm. but you lived through seeing all that. And then later, my parents were ready to move, my mom and dad, and we built yet another apartment in the house.
Yeah.
So all that to say, with three different dwellings in the same house, you grew up with all your grandparents
yeah.
living in your house.
Yeah. Yeah.
As you reflect on that now and you think about your friends, how does that feel?
I think it's pretty cool. I mean, I enjoyed it. I had an ability to have maybe a closer relationship with my grandparents than my other friends would, or like you said, living far from their grandparents. So it was fun. I always look back and think it was really fun.
I know when we decided we were going to not just live with the one grandparent, but then have another apartment mm-hmm. for the other grandparents, a lot of my friends were like, do you really know what you're doing, man? Like, this sounds crazy. Yeah. Yeah, you do have to have the right thing. I was talking to my mom yesterday, telling her about the radio show mm-hmm. and what we're going to talk about. And she said, well, the reason it worked is because we all had doors.
That's true.
Doors to close.
Own working kitchens.
And your own space. Everyone had their own working kitchen. Yeah. Everyone had their bathroom. I mean, we had this set a lot of parameters in place. But it did give you the unique experience that you just walked downstairs and
knocked on the door
to see grandma and grandpa, or waved to Fafa through his, we had a glass door so we could see him because he was born deaf and only communicates through sign language, which we're going to get into in a pretty big way. Mm-hmm. Now, some of our listeners are probably thinking, remember the original Willy Wonka?
Oh, all the grandparents on the bed.
And all the grandparents had the four beds are pushed together in the middle of the room and you're just like...
That poor mom working so hard.
Just watching it going, okay, that's creeping me out. When I was a little kid, I was like, that's the creepiest grandparent scene of all time. Their beds are all together and everything like that.
It was not like that.
It was not like that. And you know what's interesting about that story? It shows the power of grandchildren, I mean, to inspire. Because the one grandpa...
Well, he got right up when Charlie got that ticket.
I don't know what happened to the other grandparents. But the one grandparent got on, and from a guy who was like, you know, bound to his bed, it seemed like, all of a sudden he was on an adventure. He was like going up in the bubbles and spinning around and doing all kinds of stuff. Anyway.
Yeah.
I think of that all the time.
Yeah, it was not like that.
People are thinking we live like that. No, we did not live like that. After today's show, we are going to talk and storytell about, this is our intro show. Whenever I have a guest, you get a big introduction to it. So the following shows, we're going to include, what is it like to have a deaf grandparent? Not a grandparent who became deaf, mm-hmm. born deaf, sign mm-hmm. language all his life. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about what it's like to live with your grandparents in your house, which we've kind of opened the door to here. And the other episode we're going to do is, what is it like to see your parents, me and your mom, as mm-hmm. grandparents, looking mm-hmm. it through that? Because we'll have some listeners that go like, yeah, that's kind of weird. Sarah Jane, when I say grandma, what are the first words that come to your mind, thinking of your grandma?
Well, my grandma, the words that would come to mind, probably strong. She's very strong, very hardworking. Has always been, and very loyal to the people that she loves. Mm. Very loyal.
She sure is.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's my mom's mom.
Yes.
And been like that all my life. Yeah. So, and when I say the word grandpa, what comes to mind?
Funny is the first one, I think. Just always cracking jokes. And then I think faithful, just faithful as a Christian, and then faithful to his family and his friends, just constantly faithful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your grandpa sure is.
Yeah.
To my listeners, just take a second now, just having reflected on what my daughter said and think about what words come to your mind when you think about grandparents. Now, maybe some of you have sad memories and those are going to be hard. So sometimes you have to process those. Hope you have some beautiful memories of your grandparents. I mean, if you're my age, your grandparents are probably gone now, but you reflect on that. Or what? Just the word in general, grandparent. Mm. Listeners, what comes to your mind when you think of the word grandparent? And hopefully we can conjure up some, if they were grandparents, feelings or sentiments that you weren't thrilled about, ones that you pray you can be or that you hope you'd be when that word comes to mind. What was it like living with these grandparents in your home, Sarah Jane? Were there positives? Were there challenges?
I think there were definitely more positives than challenges. I think the challenges would be, well, one was always the cars in the driveway and trying to figure out who's parking where, who needs to leave the house at what time. And then I think the only other challenge really was maybe in my teenage years when it was a little harder, worrying that, you know, grandma and grandpa downstairs could hear a lot that was going on.
They could
on.
Hear the challenges that were going on upstairs.
Yeah, but for the most part, it was really positive. I had a really open relationship with both sets of grandparents, so I could, you know, walk in anytime and chat with them.
And there's no doubt grandma and grandpa downstairs did hear some of what was going on upstairs, but they've always been very generous and kind about not walking us through those conversations. Imagine I have them on the show and they tell their stories. Yeah, I would have to edit that very differently. All three of your grandparents, including your deaf grandfather, Fafa, Keith Johnson, who we will talk about in the next episode, they were all Christians.
Mm-hmm.
What sense do you have now looking back that that would have affected your,
well,
your their faith affect you?
Yeah, I think it was cool because grandma and grandpa, your parents, we also went to the same church as them for a really long time. So that was pretty fun that, you know, even if you guys weren't going to church, I would sometimes go with grandma and grandpa. But it was always nice knowing I had that influence and that, you know, faith background just in the whole house.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's great. You can see some people, like, it's awful for them. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine if your grandparents' faith is, like, not hardcore, but, like, difficult to process.
Yes.
Like, you know. But yours was a loving, godly,
it was loving, and
Jesus-focused, tender-hearted.
And easy to talk to them about, I think.
And they were not judgmental of your questions. I mean, your brother would say the same thing. Jakey feels the same way.
Yeah.
Like, how tender-hearted that
simple
all was.
Conversations that didn't feel scary. Yeah.
Our show's almost up already.
Yeah.
Our intro show. Can you believe it? But let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Time capsule question. We'll squeeze it in here.
Okay.
If you had to tell your future self something that you can play back when you are a grandparent.
Oh, gosh.
So 30 years from now, you're going to listen to this podcast. What would you tell yourself when you're like my age, you're a grandparent?
I think, firstly, I would want to be as supportive as I can to my kids, as parents, pray for my grandkids lots, call lots, make my home safe, comfortable, loving, and fun.
Yeah.
I think that's.
Yeah. And I know Steve Bell's words meant something to you when he said to be a non-anxious presence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's big.
That's huge. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Listeners, think about that too. What would you tell yourself if you were a younger person? What would you tell yourself and your grandparent? If your grandparent could go backwards and tell yourself something 30 years ago about now, what would you tell yourself? Fun to think about. Okay. I'm going to read our benediction, and I hope you join us for the next few shows because they will be exciting ones with my daughter here as well. May peace and joy be abundant on your grandparenting journey. May you find comfort in knowing you've done your very best to be at your best during these profound and reflective chapter in your life. And may the expressions of your tender heart bring great light and goodness to the precious young ones that you cherish. Until next time, God bless and Godspeed.
Thank you for joining us for Grand Central. Engaged and loving grandparents have proven over and over to be life-giving and life-changing in young lives throughout history. But the need for grandparents and all they have to offer has perhaps never been as great as it is today. The Grand Central goals are to inspire, honor, and help resource grandparents on their journey of goodness. If you're a grandparent or grandfriend and would like to share your experience or leave a thoughtful comment, please visit grand-central.ca. Tune in to Grand Central with Tim Huff every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here on Joy. Grand Central is a Youth Unlimited initiative.